This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Iguodala to inbound. Shumpert trying to stay with Curry. Catches one dribble, steps back, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spades. Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Cavs are in Oakland already for tonight's game. They're playing at Oracle Arena against the Warriors. I wonder if the locker room still smells like champagne. I'm Chris. Welcome back, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. Missed last week. I had the flu. It wasn't very good. I got sick on New Year's and it just set me back a while, but I'm back. Got to talk about, I guess, when you got to hype up something, the second biggest regular season game of the year, because the Cavs are playing the Warriors in Oakland. They're there for the first time since Game 7 when they actually won the NBA Finals and hoisted that trophy. So there's a lot of storylines and a lot of interesting talk and things going on with the game. First off, I got to say I was supposed to have a guest on to talk about the Warriors game. Comedian Sam LaTourette, who came on last year and pretty much verbally just gushed over every single member of the Warriors, called Stephen Curry an innovator, a trendsetter, the greatest basketball player ever, and said also that the Cavs had no chance in the NBA Finals, which, as you know, they won. So even though he's a Cavs fan, he was so over the top in his support of the Warriors that I wanted to have him back on. But unfortunately, my computer decided that today is the day it is no longer going to work. And right now, I don't even know how the audio is coming out because the fan on my computer is going so high. I need to get a new one. It's pretty old at this point, but I don't want to because I want to use that money for other stuff. But this isn't basketball talk. Anyways, that didn't happen. So I didn't have a lot prepared because I just figured I would talk about those storylines with somebody else. But as just for myself, I mean, I'm a homer. I'm always a huge Cavs supporter. And honestly, I don't think the game really means that much. It would be awesome for them to win, especially to rub it in their face, because I still hate every single one of them. Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, man's game. And of course, Kevin Durant, who actually I feel bad for because I'm beginning to think that he has a mental disadvantage against LeBron James and that can never be done. Actually, the way I put it when I was speaking to my friend, Stan, the man in the Bay Area, who has an inside report from behind enemy lines, is basically the same reason why the Clippers used to play so good against the Warriors. Chris Paul knew he was better than Steph Curry. Even if nobody else agreed, he knew deep down inside that he was better than Steph Curry. And Steph Curry must have believed it a little bit too, because they always played better than they should have regarding how the matchups were. Now, the Clippers aren't as good as the Cavs, and Chris Paul has fallen off harder than LeBron. But they have that same edge in that Kevin Durant knows no matter what he does, no matter how he plays, he will never, ever, ever be better than LeBron. And I think Steph Curry's starting to believe it too, which gives the Cavs a definite mental advantage. Even if they don't win another game, deep down inside, they know that they cannot compete with the King. And that means that our team that we are fans of, the Cleveland Cavaliers, have a decisive advantage over the Warriors, regardless of anything else, because they know They know not all MVPs are created equal.
Behind enemy lines with Stan the Man in the Bay Area.
The whistle's got woo!
What up, Chris Clem and the CavsCast podcast listeners? This is Stan the Man from the Bay Area, from behind enemy lines, reporting to you that, boy oh boy, the Cavs have beat the Warriors four straight games in a row. Big game tomorrow, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, 5 p.m. West Coast time, 8 p.m. East Coast time. The Cavs are going to win again and put the Warriors and their fans through psychological torture. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. And I have a pretty good hunch that Mr. Kyle Korver is going to be knocking them down, way down at Oracle, breaking the hearts of the city known as Oakland and the whole Bay Area. Cavs are going to do it. I'll be wearing my brand new orange hoodie that I got from Fanatics, repping it out at a local bar in my Cavs gear, decked from head to toe. Just hopefully I don't get decked. But I'm going to make it out alive. I'll skirt out of there about 5 minutes left, making sure we got the victory. And then I'll watch from home like a true Cavs fan behind enemy lines. On a more serious note, though, I'd like to know who this playmaker Griff is talking about. Something's out there. Something's brewing. Something's coming. And we're coming for that ring again. Cavs are going to repeat. Go Cavs. Thanks, Chris Clem, for the opportunity to be on this wonderful podcast. Take care. Peace.
Thanks, Stan, for your report from behind enemy lines. I am myself going to wear my Hardwood Classics edition orange Channing Frye jersey today because I want everyone to know that I'm a Cavs fan. Even though I'm not in the Bay Area, I'm quite a ways away in Chicago, but it's still not home territory, and I want everybody to know what's up. Yeah, I'm a fan of the NBA champions. It's going to be it for today's episode, keeping it short and sweet. The Cavs against the Warriors, there's nothing to break down. I mean, we're going to find out way more after this game because, honestly, the Warriors outplayed them for most of the game on Christmas, but you saw who won when it mattered. And I'm just looking to make sure things can happen. Kevin Love still can stay on the floor defensively. Let's see how Kyle Korver fits in. You know, they've had one practice now, and I know it's only one practice, but it's better than none. And, you know, it's just a taste of what should be, hopefully, the third and the most epic finals rivalry of all time. It's not too early to call it that. This would be the first time in history the same two teams have met 3 years in a row. And 20 years from now, we're going to be talking about this like Lakers-Celtics. Mark my words. And just appreciate that our favorite basketball team is living out NBA history day by day, building a legend that one day fans will look back to and think, wow, I wish I could have been there for that. We can, and we are. So let's just enjoy it, because I'm going to be, and I can't wait to watch the game. Talk to you guys on Thursday. Go Cavs. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hi out there in lousy weather media network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Jordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.